Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of the steps to take when going through sin's consequence, we were taught that when we take a firm stand on fundamental doctrines of the Bible, that that can cause a division between Christians and the world. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, do you realize that Jesus Christ and His Word has caused more division than all other forces since creation? He's divided more hearts, more homes, more churches, more communities, more nations than all other forces combined. But that's not His fault. He gives us the truth, and people rebel. Carnal people, even those that claim to be saved, do not want the true and holy God which they need. You see, today we have, as 2 Corinthians 12 tells us, another Jesus being preached. He's a hip-hop Jesus. I remember being in Israel and speaking to a man who was supposedly some kind of a religious broadcaster. And he said to me, you know, I believe Jesus was just one of those good old boys, and he would have just sat down there and had a beer with you at the end of the evening. Well, my friend, he doesn't know the holiness of God. The Jesus he has is the Jesus he has created. My God created me. Proverbs 30:12 says it this way, there's a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. And that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. You know, for centuries, the church stood solidly against every form of worldly entertainment. They recognized it for what it was. And the church was abused roundly by the sons of this world. Even mainline churches would go after those that would preach this truth. But of late, many, even fundamental churches, have become tired of the abuse. And they've given over in the struggle. And they figure, if we cannot conquer the great God entertainment, we might as well join forces with them. Make whatever use we can of entertainment's powers. So today, what do we have? We have a spectacle of literally millions of dollars being poured into the unholy job of providing earthly entertainment for the so-called sons of heaven. Religious persons now carry on services so carnal, so pagan, that they can hardly be distinguished from the old vaudeville shows of earlier days. And for a preacher or writer to challenge this heresy is to invite ridicule and abuse from every quarter. When the church joins up with the world, it's no longer the true church. Instead, it's a pitiful hybrid thing, an object of contempt to the world. It's an abomination to the Lord. My friend, I think we need a new reformation. We must come to a violent break from this irresponsible, amusement-mad, paganized pseudo-religion which passes today for the faith of Christ, and it's being spread all over the world by unspiritual men employing unscriptural methods to achieve their ends, their pragmatic in their approach. Now, pragmatism in the church simply means this. It's the implementation of any practice or program into ministry that appears to produce results. Regardless of whether or not such practices or programs coincide with biblical principles of ministry, pragmatism embraces the philosophy that the end justifies the means. That's communism, by the way. Therefore, those who espouse a pragmatic philosophy of ministry use methods and programs such as cooperative evangelism, worldly gimmicks, rock or contemporary Christian music, and the like in their churches and ministries because such practices and programs appear to draw larger crowds to the church. They say they're winning people to Christ, but actually what they're winning them with is what they're winning them to. And what they're winning them to is another Jesus. And that's the shame of this day. Well, in our text, they obeyed not, and they went into Egypt, a type of the world. And verse 7 shows us this. He says, so they came into the land of Egypt, for they obeyed not the voice of the Lord. Thus came they even to Tahpenes. Now think about that. They didn't obey. It's God's voice, they don't obey. Jeremiah is only the messenger. Now again, a pastor must speak the truth in love. But he must speak the truth regardless of its dividing power. That's his responsibility. But the pastor is only the messenger. Now, allow me to caution here. There are so-called spiritual people who are not really in love with Jesus Christ. Rather, they're in love with their own ideas. You might say they are religious snobs. They'll stand against carnality, and rightfully so. And they'll have good standards on modesty, all worldly dress, Christian music, not smoking, drinking, chewing, and going with the girls that do, okay? I mean, they won't do those things. But they develop an attitude of spiritual superiority to others. I think of Jeremiah talking to the same Baruch in chapter 45, verse 5 of Jeremiah, and he says, seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not. See, if we don't do these worldly things because we're thinking, well, look, I'm a better person, I'm good. This really makes me spiritual. Then my friend, You are missing the boat. No, we have these standards because we're buried with Christ and risen to walk with Christ in newness of life. And if that's not our reason for separation from worldliness, then really we're not separated. We're only lifting up ourselves in our own pride. Well, you have the rejection of the truth here, and then you see them rounding up the remnant because they can't stand on their own. Look at the resolve of the Lord here in these next verses, verses 8 through 11. I'm going to read all of those verses. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah and Tophanes, saying, take great stones in thine hand, and hide them in the clay in the brick kiln, which is at the entry of Pharaoh's house in Tahpenes, in the sight of the men of Judah, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will send and take Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will set his throne upon these stones that I have hid, and he shall spread his royal pavilion over them. And when he cometh, he shall smite the land of Egypt, and deliver such as are for death to death, and such as are for captivity to captivity, and such as are for sword to sword. Oh, wow. He said, thus saith the Lord. Like it or not, Jeremiah is still going to speak the word of the Lord to them. God's going to still use Jeremiah to give him his truth. God doesn't remove men because we don't like their personality. They may not like Jeremiah, but God still loves these children of Israel, and he's still using him to rebuke them that they might repent. And so we find here that there is a brick kiln is adjacent to the house that was owned by Pharaoh here in Tophanes. And so Jeremiah, in the sight of everybody, gathers these large stones and then buries them right in the front of the house there to entry. And then, with everybody's attention, he lets them know, okay, this Nebuchadnezzar that you guys feared, you feared him more than God. Well, God decided, okay, I'm going to give him to you guys. So in front of Pharaoh's house, he's going to spread his royal pavilion. And I think that's interesting because they trusted in Pharaoh. And so God puts Nebuchadnezzar at this place so that Pharaoh is defeated, the one they trusted before their eyes. Now, I wonder if God will cast people into the eternal lake of fire in front of people who they trusted more than the Bible. Perhaps there were people who said, well, look, there's many roads to heaven. Do the best you can. Those foolish people. They were told about God. They're told about the great salvation. And they're told about Jesus as being the way, the truth, and life, and there's no other way into the Father but by him. That there's none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. And yet, they have turned away from God and his word, and they have accepted this emerging church philosophy of many roads to heaven. Well, my friend, those roads are going to take you to hell. Only Jesus is the way to heaven. And what does this tell us? Well, they went to Egypt, and they may have even at first prospered. But their apparent escape and prosperity is short-lived. You see, when judgment is not immediate, oftentimes people think they got away with it. But what does Proverbs 29, verse 1 tell us? He that been often reproved hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.